he suggests that not only is this fundamental question of whether Tarwak's Ben Hashmash may depend on whether to ask the Rabbanan, but also the topic of today's shir, which is exactly when should the Hefsek Tara take place, maybe also depend upon this fundamental shaila. Now, what is this dispute? So we started seeing yesterday, at the end of the shir, that there seem to be three or perhaps even four opinions as to when the Hefsek Tara should be done. When should it be done? When must it be done? What's the Hatchila? What's the Bidiyevet? We'll see the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch. This is quite a complex matter. Just to review again, the Shulchan Aruch writes in the Mishnah writes in Nafsam Mechesem and Aleph. Three opinions in the Mishnah. The first opinion in the Mishnah, Nida Shabbat Gatav Yom Shvi Shachris Umatza Tahora, and Ben Hashmasha shouldn't do anything. Shabbeches Tahora. So you see that the Hefsek Tara works on the seventh day of the morning. Tanakam. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Choshlo Frishat B'Tara Ben Amincha Lamala, or Shabbeches Kas Tumea. So Machlok is what it means. The Ra'ah says Mincha means Mincha Gedola, Rovi Shono says means Mincha Ketana. That's the second opinion. Alright, but we're talking here about the seventh day. The Chacham Amram, no. I feel the Mishnayel and Nidasa. Batka Matza Torah Ben Hashmash Shlo Frishat Achazman, Batka Matza Tumea. Is a becheskas tahor. Even the second day works. And Rashi says b'shachris. So again, seventh day shachris, seventh day min amincha lamala. Even the second day shachris. Those are the three sheetahs found in the Mishnah. Is there a fourth sheetah? Or perhaps if we look at the Gemara, we started discussing a little bit yesterday. The Gemara says Tanya Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda. This is the last three narrow lines. That's the expression they use. Rishon? Rishon? Rishon mikalam on the oven? There is no Rishon. We only saw in the Mishnah this Rishon. Rishon? I said, yeah. Yeah. In. Yeah. We find such an opinion. Yeah. What's the opinion? So it's based on this price. Vatanya, Amal Rabbi Shaltis, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Shem Mahalchan, Baterach. Neither Shabbat got Yom Zion Shachas, the Matzah Torah, Ben Shemosh, Tor Fisha, Blacha, Yom Bokka, Matzah Tmea, Mal. Amal Lulu, I read the Mechazkas Tar. Shishi, Chamishi, Ravi, it sounds like stone, right? Chamishi, Ravi, Shlishi, Shani, Mai, Amal Eloshna. Barishin Lo Shalti. Now the guts to ask about the Rishin. You came in the pasuk pasuk. Rishonami came in the pasuk pasuk. Nu, who made Korah myself? But Rebbe was chicken. Why did he? Well, what did he think originally? Korah says, "Ho, the was like Mayan pasuach." He figured the first day the Mayan is pasuach. He didn't want to ask, but he made a mistake. So since he made a mistake, there's a fourth sheet which has even Berishon b'shachris that works. So let's go. You have Rishon b'shachris, Sheni b'shachris, Shvi b'shachris, and what else do you have? What? Shvi. Well, Eleachah Minamincha Lamal. Listen to four sheets. Am I right? We got it right, more or less. As the Machlokas had a Paskin, it's a whole discussion. So let's take a look at it a little bit to see what's it all about. This is relevant, as we shall see in a moment, to a discussion which we started yesterday, which can be found in a few of the Sforim that we have or had. I'm not sure what we have anymore. Yes, this we still have. The Bari HaShulchan, and I'll give you this Maramach, we started it a little bit yesterday. It can be found in Kuf Tzadivav Sifalov. That's what the Kuf says, is the simon about Hefsek Tara and Shiva Nakim, how you become no longer in the status of Nida, how to get out of the status of Nida. So it starts off by saying, so when Poska miliros, when you stop bleeding, bodekas biyomisha Poska, kidei shetifsuk betara, what the Mishnah calls a frosha betara, we call a hefsik tara. Ubedika zu tiyash samuch lebein hashmoshes, so says the Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the biurim book, bodekas, quotes the Tosfos Rosh, it's only the Rabbanan. It's again medak from the Rambam. That's Doraisa. The Perek Vav. Halacha Chof and Chof Kimbal Sadek and Tzadin. Doraisa. Shef lo yifsika betara. Afil Chayam and Matzah Torah is a suffix Zava. Sounds like it's a real Daraisa. You can bring a carbon. Halacha Chav Gimel. So you see it's a din that has passed a din Daraisa. Then he has the following Shaila. This is in the wide lines. He starts, what do you mean? It's a Daraisa. Mikaven Shiodas Yishalohir Gisha Berias Dam. Hare Heder Haragosha Mochiach Shiloroasa O Dam. The row of dam in Baragoshim boy, as the Rambam says. So not only that, even if you saw dam in Baragoshim, it's Torah and Atorah. Kema shor gisha b'riya, riya b'lo Baragoshim ain't a riya and Atorah. So what do you? How can it possibly be a din daraisa? All she has to say, I didn't feel anything, so it can't be daraisa. Ulei eshloma, dim lo bot kol ha'asik b'tar chashinon, she shofas o mezalefes mishas riya sor shebatchila. Can ain heder agosha or chokosh la rosa? Ki ika hagoshosa betchila sviyosa. Shamoka niftach. The gamena nech shevas kiriya below agosha. Shakol nimsha mipsichas mekorosha betchila. Chirish nifla. If it begin by with a hagosha, whatever keeps going is considered needed the rice. This is a chumra she ain kedugmosa. You mentioned at the very beginning of the year. How can that be? So that'll be the case. A woman sees on Sunday, and she keeps seeing, and she keeps dripping, and she has these ksavim and her garments, and through the beginning of the Shiva Nikim, we'll have to be machmer straight through. Shalva daraisa. Why? Because on Sunday she saw. Imagine she started on Sunday with a full argosha. Whatever happened. Bzman Azeh, we said argosha is a shefada. What used to be psichas pi amoka. Whatever you whatever argosha is, give it whatever. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, heavy days. Wearing the pads for heavy days. Then she starts putting on the pads for light days, for Wednesday and for Thursday. Then Thursday she makes Efsek Tara. And then Thursday night or Friday morning, whoops, she sees on the garment, she sees Gvald. She sees a Mashu Dam. She'll come to me and say Mutta, no problem. It's a Ketapos Mikigris before Sharama. No! What are you talking about? Dan Baragosha, she saw Sunday morning. It started the whole thing, Baragosha. That's what he sounds like he's saying so far. That's Hargosha at the beginning is enough. We discussed this already way back. We said that can't be. It has to be that Hargosha, even in the Hemshah, it has to be a Hargosha. Okay, but that's what he says so far.
In the beginning,
we
only said that if there's no
Hafsek Tara,
then the Hargosha can count all the way through. But as soon as there's
Hafsek Tara,
then
Mayona Sasa does not. That's fast. Good question. So Eli's saying that even if what I said before would be true according to what the Bari HaShulchan is saying, once Hafsek Tara is done, so we know this is the Mayona. Okay. That's a possibility, although we'll have to see. The old time Ef Shalom Abazet, the Kevin Shuchsek Mayan Pasuach, Valula Beyosa Liras Odam, Beyomim Elu. Different problem. Not that the first Hargosha day, the first day counts. No, that didn't count. It stopped. We're afraid that since then, it was Hargosha below me died. Nafkamina. We passed in the Siv Beis. Shimrosa yom echad bulvad, u poskabo biyom, u bodka shakwis u motza tahora, lo mahani. Oh, he gives coming attractions. And the Mechaba is not going to paskin like Rebbe. When Rebbe said to Isi Velo Sha'alti, the Mechab is going to say in Siv Beis, we read it inside, Rosh Yomecha B'Vayel Postum Abayom, Tzricha Livdok Atzim B'moch Dochuk, V'shiyah Shukom Ben Hashmoshes. Whoa! This is the biggest Chumrah. After Kol Ben Hashmoshes. That's the Mechab's Pesach in Siv Beis. We shall see that Ramo has a bit of a more lenient Pesach. We'll come to it a little bit later. But whatever it is, Shaklas presumably would not work. That's what it says so far. Says the Sefer in the Biurim as follows: Hashul the Fitam Arishin Nira the Hocha Ena Min Atorah Alibed the Rabbana the whole Lubotka Mias B'Shachris Umotza Tahora Harin is Barah She Posa Kem Shechriyasa Rishona For Lekel Lemechash the Shofas Lomaz Alefes Miriyahi. As Eli said, once it's Hafsek Tara, don't have to worry about it anymore. Al Fitam Asheni Gamet Tzirzei Yesh Lomar. Because after all these days, which are, you know, after the original period, we have to prepare for Gishav Lo Adaita once it was an initial Agosh. Vahashad Asin Allah, he says, it says, Rav Kohen Shlita and Beurim, Nira Yika Katam Hashani. Why? Because the Rabbi writes in Malach HaChof, The Yom Rishon shall need the Afalpi Shemotza Bo Tahora. Harezu Kemi Shemotza Tumeya. Shayom Rishon Kula Hukhtuk Mayan Pasuach. And it sounds as if Gadin Dorais, a suffix of him, and via carbon, as we mentioned before, from Halacha Chav Gimel. Tamarishon, there's no shayl at all. Therefore, you see from here, it seems to be a shayl of Dorais of Argash of Alavadata in such a case. Wow. Wow. And in Brak, to quote the Sidrei Tara, according to the Rambam, Vedika Shivin Nikiyim, Amin HaTorah, I dambalar goshes enososer in the gamola. We'll get to that a little bit later. The kevin she becheskes tuma chayshinim and atorah shergisha v'lavadaita even after hafsik tar. That's the case. So we're cooked because then every time everyone is worried about every mashu a goshes v'lavadaita or you don't need a gosh. Either way, we're cooked. So this is itself part bad news. Based on the Urim's pshat based upon the Rambam. Yes.
We'll just say it, but not
mean again. Yeah, he has two possible derises. See, it's all based on the fact that Rambam holds a shava derisa. So either it's because it's considered dam baragosha based on the initial agosha, even though there's no agosha now, or we're afraid since there wasn't an initial agosha, we're afraid of agosha balavadai. And we're afraid of a little derisa. He opts for the second one, since even though there's a hefsek tara berishon b'shachris, it's no good. Even though presumably there's no longer any shash derais of a continuation based upon the original one, that the Hagoshas was stopped Nista Mayana. Apparently, we're afraid of it recurring that day based on Hagosha Vadavadai. This is the Biurim. Okay, I just want to tell you what it says over here, very important Biurim. Fine. So, on the one hand, it's really, really tough. We have this tremendous chumris over here. Tremendous chumris. In footnote 288, here in the Rajva, the very last page in the Rajva, Samaches in the days, he wants to suggest that whether we have to be machmir so much and when the Hefsek Tara takes place or not, should itself depend upon whether Hefsek Tara did the Rais or not. And before he said whether you need Ben Hashemash is good or not, depends upon that Shaila. Here he throws in this machlokes, Hefsek Tara to be on mission, which is the machlokes apost. By the way, the Rajva seems to hold like Rebbe! That it would work in the Yom Rishon B'Shachris. Rebbe made a mistake by not asking. So he realized his mistake. We passed like after he realized his mistake. As the Rashba, the Ramban, the Rav, it all seemed to be passing. Well, the Rashba seems to pass. We'll come to it later on. So he wants to say, if the Rashba holds, it's the Rabbana. And if it's the Rabbana, we can be Mekel. In this very Shiloh. You with me? It's the right of three more Mahmoud. He's suggesting definitively. Now, this being the case, he claims that the Rosh holds its Derabbana. That's the Rosh we saw in Tosfos Rosh. The Rosh himself is the one we saw yesterday. Holds what? Ben Hashemash is presumably as good as L'shitasa. Right, L'shitasa. Perhaps to be a little bit more makel over here, as well. Possible. Now he goes further. Look what he says over here. He says things which I don't necessarily agree with, but I feel it's an important ha'orah. We should, his ha'orah is ma'orah, to make our own ha'orahs. Again, it's 288 in the Rashba, and I'm Samach Chesem at base. After this idea, that whether or not it must be done earlier, depends upon whether it's a shadow of the Raisa or a shadow of the Rabbanon. Of course, the Torah is the Rosh, it's the Rabbanon, and the Rashbam holds it's the Rabbanon, and the Meiri holds it's the Raisa, and the Rambam holds that way, quotes various sources. Okay. The Rambam, again, quotes the same exact Rambam as we saw quoted before in the Bari HaShulchan. Rambam Ozal Shitasa, the Svila de Chashina, Me'atorah, Shemarosa, Regisha, Valava Daita. He also picked up the same Lava Daita as did the Rav Kohen Shlita. Came and Shuksa Mayana Pasuach. And therefore, Lo Mahani, Mashiv Sika, Betav Yarmishin, Shasuksa Gamayan Pasuach. Period. That's what he says. He quotes the Ramban, but the Rashba who has seems to say no. The Rashba has the Taras the Rabbanon, and therefore even Yom Rishon Ma'ani. That's what he suggests. Suggestion number one. Good. I like it. Nice. Number one. It's nice. Suggestion box number two. Look what he says now. No. Maybe we should suggest that quoting a Chavis Das, Kuk Sarivav Gimel, that Bedikas have sectars ben HaTorah, she calls man shalobot karehi becheskas tmeya. If Kenya Shlomar, the imbotka biyom arishin, mahani abdika lohotzia mecheskas tmeya. If Kenya Shlomar, the lechuli alma have sectar hu ben HaTorah. El shenechlaku b'tam adover. Catch the words over here. Im mishum cheskas tuma, which I'm going to view as a halachic status. O mishum shehupsak mayona pesuach, which is a physical status. I'm not going to hukus chazokas. It's a ganz a Torah. It's cheskas din, cheskas aguf. Usually cheskas aguf is more powerful than cheskas. I'm not super knows all these halachas. Uvi omarishin shenifdach lo mahani bedika shebecheskas roa. ובחזקת שפטירה כדרך כל אנושים. מה שכן, שער יומים, שראיוסו עומדס להיפוסק. So what's he saying? If it's a חזקת תומה, so הפסק תארה, can undo the status of Tumah. If, however, it's Cheskas Mayona Pesuach, then on that day there's no way, even Hefsek Tara cannot work to undo it. That's Mincha Lamalo, Beit Mokdochuk, etc., etc. So I started wondering about this. What is this whole discussion over here? I couldn't find in the Chavis Das what he was driving at. And I know there's a tumult in Poskim whether a woman, Shiva Nikim, after she did Hefsek Tara, is Becheskas Tumea, Becheskas Tahara. I thought there's another Poskim, she's Becheskas Tumea, she didn't go to the Mikveh yet. So all those gedolim who say she's becheskas tahara, they don't mean she's becheskas tahara. What do they mean? She's becheskas ein arava. So I was a little bit unsure what this is chakira over here. What's a chakira? There's no chakira. Everyone should agree she's becheskas ein arava, and everyone should agree she's becheskas halachik tuma because she hasn't gone to the mikveh yet. So they quote all kinds of sources about this question. Rabbi Vadya talks about it. Rabbi Yehuda says she's still becheskas. Tumah, she may still be seeing, and everyone knows it's wrong, and the Chochmas Sodom said it's wrong, and we all know that, etc., etc., etc. So I started looking up, is my Chayotim here? Was here? No, Thomas, but back. Okay. Is that it? Oh, that's it. Maybe the private stock, that's it. Maybe, actually, maybe it belonged to me. I'm sure. I think it does, but. Okay, so I started looking up these various sources. So the Binas Adam, you know, has a whole discussion of this issue, and he's the source that's quoted. It's Sifkat Yud. No, Binas Adam is on the Chayam. It's Sifkat Yud. It's printed over here. It's just sort of an essay, running an ongoing essay. In this edition, it's printed under Kuf Yud Gimel Beis. That's what's printed. How the kaiman the uki isha becheskas tara? If the dafka be made tarasa, I will make libuna kema chadayan hip betumasa less lecheskas tara or lo shna. So the yom amdi leirin uka lo megalachal me olam as tapakti bedamaze lo matzina vishem poysik rishon alachman lechalik beinayim. He quotes our whole sugya, the next sugya about the shivanakiyim, etc., etc., etc. But I found that Adoni Morav Rabbi. But no, the Yehuda hechut kam upon him to be merely buna kevin she becheskas tuma ein lahakal achil b'makom dika svek sveka. Now the svek sveka she sosel lechazaka the simon kuf yud. And he goes to a whole discussion of simon kuf yud, but shchita with this. I don't understand right the heilige chayodim. Achashav sheposka betara shekvar buchzekas betara ubein she apirish buchzekas lo tira achas vesta or cheskas tara bialma. He also has both of them. Mentioned. In Kain Echavi Sosa the Chazaka, the Mashaika says Sharia Sharosa, the Ria Shadusha Tirachsha, Shanoma Shi Becheskas Roa. Adrab, Al Kaponi Becheskas Shaposka Liros, Uma Ichpas Lan Bamashi Betumas Nido. And he found the Mishnah Melech said that way, and it's already backed out in a different place. But then he writes the parentheses. V'yena kavona cheskas tara mamash. Tadayini becheskas tuma letaris. Ela rotza lomar chazoka she'ena roa. So after we have this whole pilpul, he backs out and says, the whole chazaka he's talking with his Rebbe about is chazaka sheina roa. That's what the chazaka is. So maybe it's a little bit different than chazaka mayan sosu, mayan pasuach, but it boils down to the same thing. Chazaka sheina roa, not the cheskas din. So the answer is that the cheskas aguf overcomes the cheskas din as a general principle to look at the sugas and subas and the kul and whatever else you find them. And therefore, we treat her as becheskas ein roa because you stop seeing with the hesek tara. So basically, everyone agrees to that. So I don't understand what the two stodim are here in this footnote. If it's cheskas tahora, then the hesek tara is going to work even the first day of the Shabbos. But if it's cheskas mayana sasum, it can't work in the first day. The first one's not really cheskas tara mamash, it's only cheskas ein roa. Listen, the Eina Roa, we're not discussing the Tuma, but the Pasu of a Sasu. It's the fact that Eina Roa. And that can even work on the first day. Maybe that's what he means. But I'm just pointing out to you, it just became with use the words glibly, you know, what Chazaka the person has. You have to be very, very careful about this. Fine. Now, point number three, this remarkable footnote 288. Ulechora toli adava betiva shal kalisha, kama yamim hubuzagaliros. Whoa! Whoa! How many days she normally sees? And it makes reference to the Zichron Yosef, quoted in the Sinretar Kuf Tzadivav, Sivkot M'chav Gimel. What's that? That's an amazing thing. He's saying, the footnote, that this Shaila of whether she can make a Hefsik Tara in the morning of a particular day should depend on what her normal habit is. Let's say she normally sees 5 days. And on the fifth day in the morning, she suddenly, one morning, she's clean. So she makes the hefsek tara on that day. She should be no good, he says. Because she typically sees 5 days straight. Even though she had maybe a flukish kind of a good luck month, and she stopped the fifth day in the morning, she should be no good, because she typically sees 5 days. But if this woman typically sees only 4 days, and maybe a little change at night, now fifth day, she's usually already clean in the morning, then it should work. He wants to say this to be machriya, this shaila, whether it should work or not should depend on her teva. Wow! And look, but the Zichron Yosef didn't say it on the level of the Rabbanon, or maybe even though, I don't know. This could be even shaila the Rice Modin. The Zichron Yosef in a different way, without any bedik of hefsek tara. The Zichron Yosef said a chiddush nifla v'nora la halacha, quoted by the Sidrei Tara again in Sivkot Mechav Gimel, and Rav Avadya quotes it. In page Reish Lamadal in Taras Avayis, Midoraisa is as follows. Unbelievable chiddush. A woman who sees a certain number of days in a typical month without a physical hefsek tara with a cloth, without even nosta daita that she stopped feeling anything, still on a level of Doraisa we can be megil based on a typical monthly habit. Zach pile ploim. Where did that come from? Who knows? I guess I need to. Come on. So you learn the second parent. Oh, is that what the Carl is learning? No? Ah. Take a look at 10th Vav and Beis, Revoisa. 10th Vav and Beis. Says the Gemara, amazing, amazing Gemara, about the 10th line, with a small base. Isha sheyesh leveses. She has a typical pattern. She starts with Shchodesh in the last X number of days. Bala mechashiv yemei vesta ubo leho. It's unbelievable. The husband comes home from a road trip, and his wife is half asleep, but he knows the cheshbon. He knows he left for Shchodesh. That's when she starts having a period. Coming back 2 weeks later, he knows that she already went through the whole period, she had a chance to go to the mikvah. Is it right to assume that she went to the mikvah just based on her typical monthly habit? Rebbeinu Shalom! It's all discussion, maybe she didn't go to the mikvah. But it's clear, is it right to assume that she had the blood stopped, she went to the mikvah. So the pill was about the mikvah. But that the blood stopped, we assume she went followed the last 15 months. It's been an ongoing pattern. So the Zichron Yosef is based on this Gemara that you don't even need to have the rise of any hefsek tara at all if she's a typical pattern. A typical woman never sees dam, more than 4.5 days. It's never happened in the last 2 years. So therefore, when she typically, for reasons which we'll get to, I guess, later on, she doesn't make Efsik till day 5. She never sees more than 4 days. So that Efsik time she makes, she doesn't even need Efsik time with the Raisa. Just rely on the Chazak and the pattern that she hasn't seen that long in the last 2 years. Every month she sees, shorter than that, with the Rosai. He's on the level of the Raisa. Comes along without any Efsik time. Comes for the 288 and says, well, whether the Efsik time and the water should work may itself depend on what her typical pattern is. Chidushim nifloyim and aroyim. But in a certain sense, it makes sense. But then he comes with the final issue over here, in the same footnote. We would have 3 or 4 bombshells in this one footnote. This is the last one, I think. He says like this: Shuv reisi v'chidushi chasam sof v'kan the b'maskel ho shemechalek ben yom rishon l'sheni shem dekimlu l'chazal shebiyom sheni from nistam hamayin harishon. Whoa. Unbelievable. The Chasam Sof is a Chiddush in medicine, a Chiddush in halacha, that if a woman sees on a Sunday, so we're going to work with an assumption that Sunday the Mayan is still Pasuach. Comes Monday, but that time we assume the Mayan is Sosa. I'm asking an Amaratza Shashayla. Does it make a difference if she started a minute after the tzeis? She started a minute before shkia? Day 2 already with that tzeis. Isha halacha. Ishat halacha. What's the sviluz of Isha? The woman of Eishas. Eishas halacha. I don't know why I say it exactly. But she's a halachic woman. Easier from the English translation. Halachic woman. Then when the next day comes in, she stops bleeding because Chasam Sof said so. So if whether she started 24 hours ago or two minutes ago, and that's what he says. And if you look it up in the Chiddushim, that's what he says. Yeah.
The Chiddush
of the Chasam Sof is saying a Chiddush. I read it again. I'm only reading from the secondary source. Shemechavin Yarishon L'Sheni. From the Kibbutz L'Chazal. Should be Yom Sheni Kfar Nistam Amayan Arishin. From Tavs of Vitira Boy Agosha Chadosh. The Kerem Shulagisha Mani Efsik Tar. So we said before, Eli, as long as the Maya was Niftach, so that's going to be Agosha for as long as it's Niftach. Once it closes, you need a new Agosha. So the halachic woman, the next day comes, the Maya closes, you want to open it again, you need a new Agosha again. I mean, it's a little bit, yeah, Bechudash, yeah?
I have that.
What he says? So, not
necessarily.
Real
hang of the
Amarishan
Shemayin
Pesuach.
Achar Zman,
Kimlu
Lechazal,
the Yom Hashem Kreinis Hamamayin. That's what he says.
So he says
Achar Zman. If a minute before, but we were.
So,
it's leaving you the Shiura. Is it an hour? Is it 12 hours?
It
doesn't say
Achar Zman. The punchline is that since she didn't have a second Hadash, therefore she does not. She's not
so we can be more Megal than Efsik Tara. We'd be more Megal than Efsik Tara on day 2 than we would on day 1. Which is how we pass the Halach, as a matter of fact. I love the Chasam Sof. I wish it would be able to be true. I mean, that would solve a lot of the Halach issues that we do have, as a matter of fact. But that's quite a Chiddush. That's quite an unbelievable Chiddush. It's amazing. What he's basically driving at it, I think, is as follows. If is a Riyah D'Oraisa with our Gosha. You need a Gevaldig Efsik Tara. That requires either Efta Ben HaMincha L'Maila, or it requires both Ben HaShvashas. But if it's a Riyah D'Rabbana, because on day 2 she had no Agosha, so it's Nistam Amayin already, so it's only the Rabbana, then a weaker Efsik Tara might work. And it's a Chiddush Nifla, that's what the Chazdeshani speaks about. Ben HaMincha L'Maila? What if she saw that Ben HaMincha L'Maila? In other words, she saw a dam, and the dam stopped before mincha ketana, then the mincha ma'at hefsek. But she saw an hour later. That's where they plug a mincha. Could she do hefsek tara now? She'd have to wait till tomorrow, because mincha lamal only covers if the bleeding stopped before mincha lamal. Here it's even more radical in a certain sense. Rabbi Oysa, something very interesting. I saw a fascinating ha'ora in Rabbi Forst Sefer. Anyone have Rabbi Forst? Volume 2? Volume 1 I have over here. No one has the volume 2? Okay, I'll quote it to you. Should have brought it, I'm sorry. So he has in the following, you can look it up, I wrote down where it is. Page 155, footnote 7. He quotes a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, which I looked up, Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin, that he thinks that the fact that Nosna Daita, that the woman thought about it, that there's no psichas hamakar, won't help. You know why? Because the makar was niftach already a long time ago. So therefore, the fact that she now doesn't feel the psichas hamakar is an irrelevancy. So writes the Chasam Sofer. Is it quoted in Pesukah Shu? It could be. Part of it is quoted in Pesukah Shu. Let's take a look. Pesukah Nei? Let's take a look. Everyone looks, please. It's Kuf Pesukah Tshuva, Kuf Sarivav. Hey. See if it's there.
Kuf Ayin
Zayin, yeah. I know, but it's a Tshuva. It's a few paragraphs. I'm not sure which part is quoted. Let's take a look. He says over here, the Chasam Sofer says, "Devadai ein moel mashal or yegisha kol ben hashmas shenifta mekora." The pasuach v'omeru. That's the line. The pasuach v'omeru. The tzvicha shetela shenifta mekora. For this required b'digas kora v'stocking. Fine. Now I'm asking you a shaila. According to this Chasam Sofer, the chidushim, what should emerge? Rabbi said, what should emerge? At this korma, and this scene is not the one help. Should only be when Rabbi said, "Come on, help me out." Should only be when on the day when she first started. She felt Agosha that day, but the next day, right? She felt nothing. Then the tekla should work. I'm just putting two chasam sofas together. By the way, the chiddush of Rabbi Forst Shlita, a remarkable chiddush. The no debuta says the scene is that does work. He made a very interesting shitasa. I think it's his original thought that they're fighting what's Agosha. And the Chasam Sofer, the Shittas, so that Agosha is only Psichas Pi'a Mokar. So once it's open, so it doesn't help, they don't feel. But the Nabi Hu doesn't know it's Zivas Davalach. No, Zivas Davalach, I don't feel like Davalach. So it works. I think that's a very nice stickle term. He thinks he writes like it's a book, it's a sefer. It's Mavish, the Shittas is very. Give a look, you'll see. I don't have it in front of me, but you'll look, someone brings it tomorrow. I'll be able to read it to you inside. But that's a very nice, that pass for a real, that's beautiful. That's very nice. So that's, but again, the quote we're saying now might be limited to the first day. This is what I wanted to suggest to you, all based on this footnote in the Chidushei HaRashba. Fine. Good. But we're not finished yet with the Lumbus over here. There's still what to talk about. There's a remarkable, remarkable Chavazdas. Chavazdas is something which is a Lumbus of your, but this is real Lumbus. I don't have time to go into all the real Lumbus, but we'll try to get to it slowly. Let's first take a look, if you will, in the Sidrei Tara, that same Sidrei Tara we saw in Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav Sivkotin Chavkim. Well, then we'll work our way back to the Chavos Das. There's a very fundamental dispute between the Sidrei Tara and the Zichron Yosef. Very fundamental. It's in Chav Gimel, it's my edition, it's page Tav Kuf Samach Vav. And the last paragraph, he quotes the Zichron Yosef, Kel Yerodea Simon Yud. A woman had a prolapse, farfel. And the Gantz of Mice, what to do? How do you handle it? Look what he says. This is a quotation. Haisha Azos, Tuchal, it's paragraph Vereisi. Haisha Azos, Tuchal, at the 10th line. Laharfish betara belivdok as atzma b'moch noki shetachas be'emtza rachma at karov the mokma shashamish dash. Avoid the corners, the chorom and the stokim. Go straight up to the middle, to the place close to the cervical opening. To the chore pesach apcheta, the pros of emtza pros are fine. What's it makes Yosef? Fine. And even though it's the right side, she can't go there because it's some kind of a ring holding up the area, it's a surgical ring, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Why? Nearly bar of emes. Shem tosim amoch b'mokom o karov l'mokom shamash dosh v'tanicheh shem kol ben hashmashes v'vimah shekozom shekodok tzibbeis v'shat ha'afrashos al tarasa v'chein tasa gam b'echad b'mei sfir v'shachas al b'arvis av'apish v'shayom em tivdok v'satz v'vdik ha'kala Shuvin kamis mechush. Why? And the bedikah zu im tirish al mochnaki nasim buchzekal sheposka next page tameha. Ay v'chitema akati ikal lemecha shel yotza kfar kodem bedikah zu v'ikva tabas milotzes. No, we're not worried about that. All we need, can we need the rice of boil the mimni shvuj mihita the isbal the nafik dam of the resachitzen. One second. We're not worried about that. As long as we know for a fact there's no blood coming into the bakash hashamash dosh, which is the borderline, that's good enough. End quote. Says the Chavas Das like this, a very remarkable piece of logic to the Sidrei Torah. Sidrei Torah says that the Zichron Yosef is incorrect. The Zichron Yosef said all we have to do is to make 1 minute to know she's not bleeding. This is in the Ramaskal of the Old Nirali. In my version, it's Taksaz, second paragraph. She ain't bedikas a hefstek Tara shalom. Bolivarer shata bishas bedika posek adam ilosu. The otu tia shofas kenara. Woman flows like a river. Elakeman shenimsa acha bedikas korn mustakim hamoch naki. Nisvarer shikva poskul imiliros man ma. The imlokain derech adam asake bechorn mustakim. The kevash shenimsa klum bechorn mustakim. Akar bedika, this barsha kvar distam amayim. Vim ken yikar bedikas kvar mistakim u mehai time again lift for the poskar miliros. Vein o moil mashin is barsha shata b'shas bedika and eroa. It won't help that she stopped bleeding for one split second. What, you're a river? That's an achlekes between the doyle oilu, the sidre tara, and the zikron yosef. Achlekes gedoyle oilu mash.
Fine.
That'll be a problem. That's what she didn't start seeing again. She didn't start. Fine. This is the machlokes. Now we come to the Chavas Das. So much the machlokes, in fact, more or less. The Chavas Das throws in the lumps. This is something which maybe you learned in some other areas. Let's talk back to the Chavas Das, if you will. Sivkotin Dalit. Here he picks on another Behuda. Another Behuda seems to say more or less like the Zichron Yosef, more or less. He has a whole story against him. Look what he says, something quite remarkable. Chavas Das is as follows. In my version, it's page Kushin Mem Gimel, about the 10th narrow line on the right side. Imlo Tivdok's paragraph, which begins the Gam, I guess, right before the old Kush. Imlo Tivdok Bechor Nistogar Bekinua Veshetisheha Eid, or Tasheha Eid, Al Gufa Shura, Hamavua Benita Sabacham and Beis. I would like someone to look it up for me with all the mafroshim. How long that shiur? I couldn't quite figure it out. Take a look on Samach on base. Let me know with Tomar Shiur what he means. What he suggests is as follows: take something and leave it there for a specific amount of time. And the Gemara says that there's an X amount of time that the blood is, you know, sort of tarries after it comes out. So if I'll leave a cloth in there, it's gonna be a good afsik tara. Benemad mikoach al chacha shebevare betchilas bedika lohoy adam klal beis achitza. The havi hoy adam ba kevan shehisha eir al gufa v'adam eno shoa yoseh. The yoseh mishir zeh kosev beserecha lomuk bidah. Should that be good? No. Mikomakom hodamia lechazaka shlon is bara b'shaita. Shekosu atos become a zulti. One of them is neither base of a base. I looked it up. The ika. Lohavi chazaka. Umishimhachi boy b'dikas chorin shiti a chazaka mevureres b'shaita. Woo! This is a gar alumnus. I don't go against the vows of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Chanan. They go to town with this that chazaka is not really so much of a birur. It's more a din, and you have to know it for time. I believe Rav Shechter has in his farm about this. So chazaka is even vereres b'shaita. So with the gvinus, also with the gvinus at that base, not for that to go into the alumnus clear up. But this is what the Chavos Das requires. So let me first put a little bit of a caveat. I do not believe that the Chavos Das meant to say that the woman has to know at that point in time that the Hefsek Tahara is good. Maisa b'chol yom, a woman does Hefsek Tahara. She's a shayla, she's not sure it's tar or tummy. She brings it to a rav the next day and he says it's good. Oy, chazaka shlon is bara b'shaita. I don't think he means to go that far. He means, look, I did the chazaka. I'm an amoris, I know what how to pass in shaylas. But I see what's going on in b'shaita. That's another push of the chora. That should be good enough. That's number one. I want to go further than that. For this reason, Rabbi Osai, Mikiradin, the Biurim that's over here, it is, again, the Ramasal Bodekas, the second one. He has two Bodekas, that's the problem. He has two of them start the same word, but this is the second one, in Kuf Sadi Bavalf. Also called Bodekas, I think. There he says, Bodekas, two pages, three pages later, a woman does a Bedika, and she leaves it in as a Moch Ben HaShemashos. That's the Minig Yisrael. Must you take it out of the interim? Technically speaking, really not, he says. You don't have to know about it then. Kiddush number two. First case, he said, that I took it out in order that it's red or not red, I found it tomorrow, the rabbi said it's okay, that's good. Second case, I'm saying that if you left it in, you didn't even look at it until after the taste. It's also okay. I think the Chavos Das would agree as well. Because I did it at the right time. I just didn't bother looking until later on. Rav Moshe says maybe not, but not for this reason. Rav Moshe wants 7 days Sfurim of Bedukim. You have to know for sure at the time. That's where Rav Moshe is. He calls it Rav Moshe Beis Ayin Tes. And again, he's his refrain. Vanir Lani is Dayan Nikasaf. Against Rav Moshe. This time he's naked against Rav Moshe. You got to give him credit. It goes both ways against Rav Moshe. Let him go. He's certainly entitled. That's what he writes over here. Even that's also good. I want to bring you a raya that the Chavos Das himself holds that way. Because the Chavos Das talks about this question. Can the Moch Dochuk itself work without anything else? No earlier Bedika. No regular Bedika. Just only Moch Dochuk. So the Chavos Das talks about that in Simon Kuf Sadi Aleph. Siv Katan. Ches. That's the Ramboz Bedika, a whole complicated Bedika. In the middle of the whole discussion, towards the end, he says, you know what? Having a Bedika Schorah Mustakin Moch Ben HaShemashos without Chorah Mustakin may not work for a different technical reason. The Chavos Das is afraid that even though you fill the whole cavity with cotton, some blood will sneak down the side. It'll slither down and escape unnoticed. That's the rats. It may slither down and escape unnoticed. Shadam yorad derech chor nestokim v'lo yiga ba'amoch. It'll sneak down. That's the rats. Okay, that's why it's no good. But were it not for that, it would have been good. How can it be good? She didn't even know about it, b'shaita. Love is bar b'shaita. The answer is you don't have to know about it. You did an action which, if you bought it looking at that time, presumably would have been this bar at that moment in time. Presumably. Well, we'll come to that in a minute. Not so pushing. For the following reason. We'll see. Now, there's a famous dispute. The Ramah writes in describing the lead up, practically in Halacha Lamaisa, the lead up to the Hefsek Tahara. What do you do? How does the Lamaisa, after all this fancy loveness, what does she actually do? The how to. The it's going to be found in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. The Ramos is given Sif Gimel. Umine Kashehu Sheisha Posekas Betara Shetirchatz. It should be right. It should take a bath. Very nice. A shower. But at the very least, Poneh Shemata V'daibaka. So, what does it mean? She washes in that general area. So, sometimes the women call it douching. They put something, some liquid, and washes everything out of it. I'm asking a shayla. When the woman does that, can she then do Hefsek Tara 2 minutes later? It's a great trick. She's having problems. She'll go like this. Clean it out. Hefsek Tara. And then follow, put on blindfolds. Great idea. Cause it before Sharambo that it works. Before Sharambo that it works. Pashtus. Chazanish has nothing to do with it. Can't do it. Doesn't prove anything. So, yeah.
The Ramos talking about inside?
That's a good question what he's talking about. It's not completely clear. Doesn't make any restrictions.
I thought they learned this to be that the reason for this is that there are no ksavim on her goof that you'll be tola on, so you have to wash that area around there.
It's not the whole story. It's not at all the whole story. But one of the reasons is over here we're afraid that there's some dry blood or whatever else might be there. Not just only al goof, could be even bit nib goof, but there's some stuck. We get it all out. That must be only al goof. In any event, Rabbi said, listen to this one. So I saw as follows. I saw that which the Chavazda said, that holding something on the outside won't work because not as bar b'shaita, others disagree. And say it won't work because maybe something's still in there. But if you wait, ad bosh, you just keep waiting, it doesn't stay forever, then maybe taka would work. I saw in the Sefer Megillah Sefer he discusses that possibility. But then here's the fault. He has a Chazon Ish, is the one who said that a 1 minute job won't work. Lechora, whether 1 minute job works should depend upon what we saw earlier. Whether the Zichron Yosef is right, or the Sidrei Tara is right. If the Zichron Yosef is right, a 1 minute job should work. At that moment in time, Nista Amok. Period. But if you hold like the Sidrei Tara is not a nor, that's exactly what this Chazon Ish's expression. It's not a nor. So I thought that on my own, I found it in the Sefer, in Megillah Sefer, in Simin, Chov Zayin, Sivkot Zayin. Then I found something interesting in that same Sefer, Chof Hei, Sivkot Yud Beis. He wants to know the following shaila. Let's assume for the moment against the Chavos Das, who's worried about blood slithering down, that a Moch, Docho, Kov, and Hashmosh is going to work. What if she puts it in a minute before Shkia? A minute before Shkia, she puts a Moch, Docho, and leaves it there for an hour. Is that good or no good? In the 1 minute that elapsed between the time she put it in and the time the sun set, at that one time it wasn't enough. We didn't know at the time that this to my mind. 1 minute doesn't suffice. Says the Sefer Megillah Sefer, you know what? She left it in it for an hour. When she left it in it for an hour, it's a glory Muslim Afreya. At that minute, which was the first minute after some total of an hour, already is the beginning of establishing it that the dam stopped. It wasn't what he calls Hafsah Hargah Mikris, but it stopped before Ben Hashmosh. I was thinking, according to the Chavos Das, should be no good. It's not a Chazaka Shenizbar of B'Shaita. According to him, it should be no good anyway for technical reasons. The blood may slide down. But even if he wouldn't know it that way, he'd require you put the Amoch in a significant amount of time before. So by the time the Shkia rolls around, it's been long enough, it should be Chazaka Shenizbar of B'Shaita. have to say though that a shaita doesn't have to be one split second. You leave it there for an hour before the shkia, whatever. So, I don't know, 20 minutes. I don't know if we have to leave it there. That should be enough. As a matter of fact, some point, Rav Moshe himself holds in the skumra that you should wait 15 minutes. 15 minutes, and Rav Yosher says at least 5 minutes. So the poskim say, you know, the chatchila 15 minutes, and this is true not only after she washed herself, but also after she did a bad hefsek tara. So I want to say she did want to turn that red. So wise guy, she took everything away with that. Wait another 15 minutes to the next one. Well, maybe people have that chum. If you're lucky, they wait 5 minutes, and b'shas they don't wait at all. But this chum we don't find earlier sources. I'm not sure what it means. Either we hold like the Zichron Yosef, that one split second is enough, or we hold that a bad bedikah is not like mechitza. Bad bedikah is just took a little bit away, not a lot away. The minute you throw that, they keep doing one after the other. Yeah. It's not. Could be. In any event, these are some of the chidushim, gedolim, about this question. Okay. So now let's discuss this. The three shitas and see how he passed in the halacha Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
What would then be recommended for repeated hefsek tara? Let's say she does hefsek tara and it comes out not clean.
Do it again.
That's second. I mean, I'm sure clean yourself. Do it again.
That's a bidding Yisrael. Well, clean herself. What did I hear with clean herself?
The Rama says she should clean herself.
She cleaned herself already. I mean, she washed.
I'm saying the first one's meaningless. Or she clean herself again? Yeah.
The body Ashulchan, but the dafka, the body Ashulchan is a shtickle to makele over here. He said, "Look, yeah, this chumra doesn't have, there's no source." He said, "You know, this chumra of Chazanish has no source." Now, of course, we saw the source. The source was the Sidrei Tara, Shofas Kinar. But he never said beferish that, you know, we have to worry about this. Here's it's the Diran Shetifso. Chazanish says in the beginning of Peyal. Isha Shiesha Ababuas Bimkora Bepios Orkim Habazankin Estamanidus. That's what we spoke about when we spoke about the Zephyr Shef Makkah, if you recall. Well, the Fichach Ein in Estaman Olam, the Koshal La Afsik Petara. It's as follows. Afim Tirchot Fianoki Lifisho Miatibdok Mokdoka Bechorna Vistokin, this is Amoknoki. Ein Zephsik Tara, Ein Zephsik Tara, and the Moti Atsitor Betchila Zabdiko. And the Mot Atsitmea Behavir of Rechitza Emedika Midi. The Leolam Eish HaShofas Mitakador Ela Posekas Lepisho Bechozez B'Tavtemes En Abdik Eid Al Amayan Shenistem Ela B'Shoas Zman Meruba V'lo Regisha V'lo Rosa V'chakach Botka B'chor Nistokim V'lo Motza Shekol Zman Shemayana Pasuach Leitokan Shlotim Be'eid Dam Avuzush Yodana Shemayana Pasuach Kol Shom Ein Rechitz Abdik Lerega B'chipozen Mo'el Klum. She Then he says, where Ravadi catches him on. He's like this, a bracket. V'hodem masach lebesov, Chazanish. Avozu shiodana shemayona pasuach kolsho. La'alume le'milse kosat kain. Be'uvlo da'aribe. But it's lav dafka. Ravadi screams, Chazanish is dafka, he claims. Chazanish only meant to be machmer in a case where the woman had an open wound. We know we have major problems. He didn't consider it to be damaka for the reason we spoke about in the last sugya. But a typical woman, lahoyd varmeyolam, no such thing. No such thing. He never meant it. Sorat and Bavadja, page Reish Samach Beis. He never meant anything. And he has to get out of it with his brackets. Says it Rav Kohen, the cholef yizel gamisha shabot ka'atza motza tadam, lo tucha libdok shein is samach libdika rishona v'lo shiyuz man. Well, we also time out the Yom Gabi Rechitza. But he says, Sharp Post didn't say such a thing. They should have said this. It's Dvar Matsuyim. We never heard anybody say such a thing. You have to wait. Who heard of it? Therefore, he says as follows. Tzorachim Becholzeh. I thought he said a cool of you. He says, Tzorachim Becholzeh. But some other posts can say, ideally, you should wait 15 minutes, you can't wait 5 minutes. And if you're really stuck, other posts can say the whole thing doesn't really exist. We don't find a fair in earlier posts. Okay, that's the best I can do. Yes?
So, So David Roy is suggesting a chiluk in repeat
Sattaris. That's a partial chiluk, right?
What's the Bible? What's the issue?
Shetipsuk. It's Diru. Kuf Sari Vaval, page Resh Peches. Okay. Now that we've discussed this, let's go back to what the Shulchan Aruch says with respect to the three or four shitas we saw in our sugya. Open the Shulchan Aruch. You have to do the Sif Aleph and Sif Beis at the same time. So let's read through the Mechaber straight and read through the Rambam. Let's first read Vayot Edot HaMizrach Mechaber Maran. What does Maran say over here? Who's he passing me like? We read Maran straight Aleph and Beis without even stopping for the Rambam. Okay, we'll dekas b'yom shepaskus k'dei shtifzuk b'tara b'dikas zu t'yeh samuk l'bein ha-shmashas. Ule olam yolam et odam b'zom beisam sh'tei bo dekas b'yom hafzik t'arasa b'moch d'och k'shir shem kol b'ein ha-shmashas u b'dika b'otzir b'kos avet. That's all you have to do. Olam yolam et odam b'zom beisam l'osh n'arajma. Ideally. This is what the Mechaber said. Okay, you with me? On the day she stopped seeing Dam, she does the bedika samak leben hashmoshes. Ideally, with a boch toch. Beis rosa yom echad bulvad el poska bo b'yom sricha livdok atzav b'mov tochuk v'sheyia sham kol ben hashmoshes. Bingo. On the day itself, rishin, forget it. Nothing works. Not even a mincha l'mal. For rishin, you actually have to have what? You have to have mov tochuk kol ben hashmoshes. Atkan maran. So let's go back to the Gemara. Now, who's Maran possibly like? Rabosai. Who's he possibly like? Come on, Rabosai. Open the Mishnah. Samachas and Manav. The three sheepis. Who's the Mechaber possibly like?
What they answered Rabbi,
huh?
Yeah,
they answered Rabbi Yehuda, you say?
Yeah.
Answered Rabbi Yehuda. Amru lo, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim said, Rabbi Yehuda, il moli adem unachas meinah kol ben hashmoshes, yafat ha'omer. Oh! So yafat ha'omer. They took the Gemara literally and say on day one, moch tochuk works. And what did he pass on day two? Like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Kol shalafish v'tam ha'minchol ha'mal ha'rezu b'cheskos t'meh. So you have to be that minchol ha'mal. Right? That's what he passed in Sif Aleph, correct? Correct, Rabosai? He's passing like Rabbi Yehuda with the Amru Lo Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, and Achinami. Here it says to be Samach Leben Hashmash. What does it mean, Samach Leben Hashmash? What do the words mean? Presumably it means, right? After Mincha, that's what the Vilna Gaon says, La'achre, like Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't say what would it be if we're B'Shachris. Doesn't say it would be good in B'Diyev. Doesn't say. Zorach, Tia Samach Leben Hashmash. Something it has to be. Right. Maybe some of the post says a half an hour, some of the mincha, but it has to be at the very least, you know, no more than 2 hours before that. It's after mincha time, it's been the ikuma. And the second day, and the first day itself, you need both dochah ben hashmash. It's fine. Maran patik Rabbi Yehuda with the armulah. Good. Hurry. Maskin. So for Sfaradim, nothing to talk about. That's the pshat. End. What about the Ashkenazim? What does our Avot tell us? What does he say? Ramah is quite complicated. Says the Ramah, "V'cheinor lechatchila, uvediever afilu abot katzur rak shachris umotzet atzur tahora sagi bekach." The first line is, "It's good v'diever from shachris." When says the shach beis, "V'yom sheni miryosav elch." We'll see it's a bez. Good. So he paskins even shachris works. Who said that? Who said shachris works? Who's the one who said it? Tanakama, no? Tanakama, or Chachamim. Chachamim, the Rabbanim, they say it's basically the same thing. Shnayim l'nidos l'vot l'masot Torah. It's not even b'shachris. Right, as Rashi said. Fine. So Maran is makel like Rabbi Yehuda, and Ramah is makel like Tanakama and Chachamim. Fine. What about on the first day? So in Siv Beis, where the Mechaber the first day requires what? What does he require? What? Moch lo makel ben hashmoshes, says the Ramah. Ubediyeve and bought Gatma Samak Leben Ashmoshes, Umotatma Tahora, Afa Pish Lohoya, Mokasakob and Ashmoshes, Sag, Abubedika Shakas Nomahani, Hovelarosa Rakyom Echot. For Ravos is klar, Shachas works on day two, and Minamincha Lamala works on day one. Which time is he following? Who was Rambam following? Who is he following? Which Tanah? We said before that he's following whom? The Rabbanan, the Tanakama, the Chachamim, they all seem to hold that something works. What works? On Yom Rishon, it's enough to have the Minchah Lamala Memonim Shav, they ask against the Rambam. If you like the Rashba says Rebbe made a mistake by not asking. Rebbe, if you follow that sheet of number four, it's not explicit in the Talmud, it should be Mark Megon and Roy Rish, even B'Shachris. That's the Rashi's Pshach. You don't like that? The only other Pshach on the books is what? Come on, Rabbi says what? Is Yodeh ben and Eben called Ben Ashmoshis? Moch Tochuk. Where do you get this kind of funny Shita? That Ben Amincha Lamala plays a role on the first day? Because on the second day and on, there are Moz Megil. It's enough for Shachris. So on the day one, it should have had one of two things. Either Moch Tochuk or Shachris. What kind of business is Mincha Lamala? Who said that? Who said that? Rabbi Yehuda said, Ben Amincha Lamala is requirement. The Ramah didn't require by the other days. Why should something require on day one? Where do you find the Shishita? That's the kasha of the post call they ask against the Ramah. Where do you get it from? Who's he holding like? Everyone with me, Rabbi Osai? We went through the various Shitas in the post. And now the Ramos, we know what the Mechaber passes like, not completely clear who the Ramah is passing like. Now how many Shitas are there really? Are there really four Shitas? Are there three Shitas? Maybe there are only two Shitas. Tanoicha Shachas Me'alma. Take a look at the Tosfos of Rosh. Tosfos of Rosh over here. The Chacham Omrim. Av Kishen L'Nidos Abokka Moksa Torah. Who could appear as Rashi, the Gimel Machlokas Bedob. What it means? It's the last Tosfos of Rosh on the page. Tana Kama Sova Davka B'Shvi. Only Shvi. Rav Yehuda Davka Ben Hashmoshes. The Chacham Omrim. Av Kishen. Ulefirushu Adai Ikadai Tana Revi. The Gemara. To come out feel the permission. So how can it be four shittas? What's wrong? I don't know. Hilchach Nira, the lek ala trei tanoi, went out from four to two. We put the four, at least three, only two. Why? The Chachamim mefarshim mida the Tanakama. The Chachamim are explaining the Tanakama. What do the Chachamim say? I feel the shnayim when he does the bokeh mas shachar, that bedikas shachar works. That not only on day seven it works, right, on either day seven, even number two. So he knocked out the first sheet. The first sheet, if you read it literally, only on day seven does it work, Mishakas? No! Even day two. Fine. What about Rabbi Yehuda? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said that you need Minah Mincha Lamalas. He says that Tosfos Rosh. Should Rabbi Yehuda, boy, Afrosha Minah Mincha Lamalas, below Sagi Brafrosha the Shvi Minah Shakas? Rabbanan say no! Even B'Sheni, it works. And even B'Rishon, there was no sheet of Sheni only, because the Rebbe's, was a mistake, the Mishnah. Rebbe made a mistake by not asking. So he knocked out two of the more Chumra Dikashitas, relatively, and it was only with two more Mekal Dikashitas. Either it's law, it's good enough. Rabosai. Shachris. Or Abosai, it's good enough. What? Minamincha Lamala, even Berishan. What about Shachas Berishan? Didn't quite say it beferish. The Rashi beferish, Shachas Berishan works. Rush didn't quite say it so beferish. Basically limited to two sheets. The Ramban, what do I mean the Ramban today? We'll remind ourselves, the Ramban is the Nilchus Nida. He says, L'chatchila, even the Chatchila should do B'dikas Shachas. And that's what the Raivin, that's what the Rajma said. Aye, the Raj, the Moch Dochuk, that's a mitzvah min ha-muvchar. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah min ha-muvchar. Why did the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch say, Tivdok Samuch Lebein Hashmoshes? Where'd that come from? On both sides? The Mechaber said in Sif Aleph. Samach, who said so? The Russian kids are Hilchas Nida. Zed Samach Lebein Hashmashes. Lechatchila, that means. Ideally. Because Bidiyev, the Rambam himself said, it's good enough. B'Shachris. Not the first day she started seeing. That's what we pass in the local, but like the Rambam. Ideally, it should be close to Ben Hashmosha. So now half, and within that, some of them half an hour before Shkia. But the Yevet, it can work even in the morning. And a typical woman does this when she's more than one day. That's Psak Halacha Lemaisa. And I tell every woman, she asks, always try to do a Bedik in the morning. Try it. And this way, if you get stuck in traffic or who knows what, and you didn't do a Bedik in the last half an hour before the sunset, rely on the morning Bedik and Bedik. You should try to find yourself in a place. Do an additional Hefsek Tara within a half an hour of Shkia. That the Rambam says, some of we should do within a half an hour. That's our Pesach for Ashkenazim at least. Yes?
We said that Rabbi Yehuda holds on the seventh day. So, in theory, you can do before the seventh day also. But we said that the Mechaber holds like Rabbi Yehuda.
The Mechaber says the Bedika should be some of the Ben Hashemoshes. Now, since he didn't, some of the Ben Hashemoshes presumably means within a half an hour. But that's what. But the Peshuto, although the Mechaber doesn't spell it out, that's the problem of the Mechaber. The Mechaber never said in Sif Aleph that there's a cutoff of Mincha Ketan. Should have said so, if he holds that way. He does write in Sif Beis, by contrast, the Mechaber says, if it's the first day only, it has to be mocked off and called Ben Hashemoshes. What if it's not the first day? Some say the Mechaber meant to say you must have Mincha Ketan, and some say no. He may also agree with the Rambam that B'diyevet is good enough for Shabbos. Otherwise, he should have said. Some say, what do you mean? Tia Samach Ben Hashemoshes Leikuva half an hour before. It's not an Ikuva anywhere. You don't find that sheet of Leikuva half an hour before Shkia. So that's a problem that we don't quite sure the Mechaber held over here in Sif Aleph. Not completely sure. You have Taras Abayas? Yeah? No, he said he didn't turn them. Since Rebbe confessed his mistake, Ta'isi Shalosh Alti, so that they really agree with that. That's what he said. That's what he says. Fine, this is what he says. Now, Rabbi Osa. It's a very big Kiddush of Rabbi Avadja, which I don't have in front of me. You can look it up on page Reishon of Ches. I just looked it up last night. He says, what's the chum of Moch Ben Hashemoshes? Is the whole reason for us, the Sif Aleph, to do a Moch Ben Hashemoshes, is only Atu a Yom Echad only. You see Yom Echad only. The Mechaber Paskins in Sif Aleph. Then Moch Ben Hashemoshes Leikuva, says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, should always do it, because otherwise it may make a mistake and have a Ross Yom Echad Bulvad and not do Moch Ben Hashemoshes. It's a Gzeirah. So as the Rabbi Avadja shot in the Mechaber Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. It's Ho Boho Talia. Ho Boho Talia. I'm not Mechaber. B'chilas Kod, I'm not Mechaber. Why? Tell me why I'm not Mechaber. You tell me.
Leave out the Rambam.
Who was the Rishon who said this Lashon? La'olam yalamet Adamus al Beso. Shatia Bodekas, it's a verbatim quote from whom, Rabbi Osai? Whom?
The Rashba.
The Rashba himself baskins that Bedikas Shachas, B'yom Echad is good. Sakam Avadja say that this is a Gzer Hotuha. B'makom Shabasa. The Rashba says that the Rishon is good in the morning, and he still said the only Lamed. So therefore, I'm not a fan of this Pshat. And it could be Halacha L'maisa too. Not just Stam in the Veltera. Why? Because Rabbi Avadja wants to do us Ashkenazim a tremendous time. I love Rabbi Avadja. He wants to do us big favors. What's Pshat? You take a look over here in the Shachs of Kot Vov. He's discussing as follows. Bedikas Shachas Omahani, Hol Velo Rosa Rak Yom Echad. So he quotes over here, those who don't have the Shach can look it up over here in the Divrei Chamudas. Same thing. Look in the Divrei Chamudas if you don't mind. Perek Yud, Os Chav He. He calls the Madane Melech. You know, Madane was called the Madane Melech. Why is it called Madane Melech? Who knows that one? Why they change it? No one knows in history of it. Oh, the Osher Shmeino Lachmo, who eats the Madane Melech. He's called the same the Lechem Chamudas and the Madane Melech. They claimed, they were masid on him. They said that the Tosfos Yontif was a revolutionary. The proof was, they called the Sefer Madani Melech, because he was a Melech, and the Melech was the king. I'm not kidding, no joke, he was sat in jail. Tosfos Yontif. She changed her name to Madani Yontif, that was his own name. Okay. I'm not kidding, you read the history books. I said, you look at the Lechem Chamunas, and Madani Melech, what they talk about, why? Mem, what's Mem? Who is it? Madani Yontif, after the name was changed, due to political reasons. Okay. Nobody's thinking, you know what I mean? Lamed Ches. What's Lamed Ches? The Lechem Chamudas, we call the Dibri Chamudas. Again, once he changed the Shemein Alachma, the Madani Melech, he already got the Lechem out and the Melech out, and he just saved himself from the. Yeah. So, Os Chafei, what we call the Dibri Chamudas, he's barred by the following question. It's on page Pei Ches. Quite lengthy. I'm not going to read you the whole thing. In the middle of all this, he's bothered by the following problem. We will get to in our learning soon, meaning Ashkenaz, that no woman can start her 7 clean days before 5 days pass. Polentis, everyone knows it. 5, everyone knows. 5 plus 7, everyone knows that. 5. So how in heaven's name is there a more discussing of a diga of Yerushal Bavad? Doesn't exist. I'll read it to you from the shop. You can see it in here as well. The imtava uladidah mein afkamina hafilu isha rishoroa kesem nogan shetzvich lahamdan chamish yomim im yom sherasabo v'chakach tipsov v'tispa sheminikiyim. So what's going on? V'nira lidin afkamina lehecha dechazra v'ros v'soch yomei asfira v'kevan shelo ros harak yomecha d'mei asfira v'dikas shakas tamahani hafilu v'diyevet. She says, you know what? If she sees blood on Sunday and she sees 5 days of Hefsek Tara, then she's okay. And then that's it. The following Sunday, day 3 of Shemini Kiyum, she sees again. That's the first day, not the 8th day, it's the first day. And therefore she has to do a mok docho kol ben hashmash, it's rebbeinu shalayla, the chum of the year. Coming from the Dibri Chamudas, we call it the Madani Melech. Chumra the year. It has to be that way. Otherwise, what's Rambam talking about? Alright. Says the Bavadra, nah, we don't have to follow this. Very rare this happens. And the Maya said it's very rare that it happens. But the woman who already was Mafsik Patara, she suddenly has a sudden spurt 3 days later. It's a rarity. It very rarely happens. It's rumored to be megal both based on an entire variety of sources. Number one, if it's only a kesem, it could be megal. Rabbi Avadya writes, not only in the case of a kesem, but also he calls an aid habaduk. Even an aid habaduk, we can still be megal. It's not a ria, it's only an aid habaduk. There is room to be megal in that kind of a case as well. An aid habaduk. She took, she did a bedikah and she found blood on it. That's not a real ria. Come on, that's not a real ria. That's just a page resh peches. A bedikah is aid b'li hargosha. Even though the safek hargosha, you know, the way we explain it, there's no shef adam. We can be megal. And Kesem of Megal, we said before. Unfortunately, I don't have the Rabbi Fors Sefer here today. He threw in some other additional svaras to be Megal. I'll tell you about it in a minute. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's but the biggest aid to Rabbi Yosef Pesach, he holds that
there's some embarrassment. Probably we thought that way also based on our opening shiur. So at least we spent so much time at the beginning of the wedding. It all relevant.
So we take that.
Yeah. Remember, it's a spec faker. The Rashba holds it. Even the Shakas works here. We should even the Rashba Tzarev Kedarko. All the spekers. He quotes the Rashba. Then he quotes that, you know, the Shakas works according to the Rashba. Yeah. Should be no problem. The Ra'ah said no. It's true. The Ra'ah said the first day doesn't work. We don't pass like the Mishnah, not like the Amar Lo, etc., etc. and the Ramban is a little bit more machmir as well, but still it's a suffix. It's a suffix. Yes, I'm sorry.
When
no, for Sephardim it's very common. She simply had a riyah. Now, for Sephardim, if she wasn't with her husband for the last week, she can start the very next day counting Shibbutz
the key. She can start Shibbutz the key after one day.
Yeah.
She's four.
What for? Who for? Where for? You're an Ashkenazi.
Did you buy
four? An Ashkenazi. Let me show you that. I was going to postpone this. Yes, there's confusion here. We're so Ashkenized. Just look for a minute in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav Sif Yud Aleph. Just a minute. Hapoleta Shechvazera Bimei Sfirasa Imitok Sheish Ono So Seras Also Yom etc. That's all. Mechab. Ramah throws in a fifth day. Here's the kill of the Ramah. That wouldn't be bothersome. Do the Ramah throw in over here. The Yesh Shekasu, the end of the Yud Aleph Ramah. Sha'achshav Ein Lechalek Ben Shimsha Ba'al Lelo Shimsha Kval Isha Shirah Yudu Kesem Tzrich Lachan Chamisha Yamim Yom Shirosavo Tzitzel Eser V'tzitzma Shivin Nekiyim Echei Nolag And Medina Selev Ein Lashanas. The Marad never heard of this. So in Maran's case, a typical couple, they weren't together the last few days. So she sees on Sunday, has some Tara Sunday afternoon, and boom, she goes to the mikveh a week later. Hey, man. It's very common. We're just so used to the minhag Ashkenaz. That's our problem. A lot of problems we have here. A lot of chuppahs that we have to not have. You know what can we do? That's our tradition. In any event, Rabosai. Fine. I'll just give you the Marabak, I don't have it over here. The Rabbi Forst Shlita has a few other leniencies he throws in. He says, look, even if you'll tell me that a Bedikas aid is meaningful, we can't just do it. Not my own Pasua. How much is it already? It's only a small amount. I should say my own Pasua from what you see on a Bedika Kor. Then he throws in, based on the Rashi, in Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, I looked it up through Maslam Mimaya, take a look, that anything which came, he quotes two things. Rav Yashiv says, and I think others say the same thing, if there was no one full day clean, it's not a new riyah. But she saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe half 6 hours Thursday. Friday or Bedikah turns out to be no good. That's not a new riyah. That's the old. It was never clean there. Okay. The Rashi and Akhid Alvin, the Inami seems to hold that even if it's within 3 days, so if she saw Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, did they have Sukhtara, and she saw then on either Friday or Shabbos or Sunday, it's still considered to be a Hemshah who came before. So you look at that Sefer of Reifos, he has these leniencies, which again I don't have in front of me right now. Fine. So Rabbi said, we still have a problem though. Whether Amok has this compromised view, which he passed like a lot of lemais, we don't understand where it's coming from. So perhaps the source is Tosfos. Take a look at Tosfos over here in Samach Chesam and Beis. Samach Chesam and Beis. V'yem Toma. Everyone with me? Samach Chesam and Beis? Yes? V'yem Toma. V'im Tomar Tiksha de Rabbi Yossi de Hocha to come at the Sagala Bafrosha Shakris Ad Rabbi Yossi de Perek Basimin to come at Ma'ilu Nidash Lo Krisha Vitam and Amincha Lamala Lo Te Becheskes Tuma I'm a boy of Frosha and Amincha Lamala. Wait a minute, steer Rabbi Yossi Yesh Loma De Hosa Marek Shefrisha Biyom Sharosa Bo Shakris De Hocha Marek Bebotka Shakris Umotza Tahoru. Whoa! Tosing a chiddush nifla that Rabbi Yossi says, "Botka Shachris and Matzah Torah means she has seen nothing. she has seen nothing since, presumably, yesterday. Since Shkia. But she didn't make a formal Hefsek Tahara. Now she's been performing Hefsek Tahara. She can do it even for Shabbos. But if she saw that day, she must do it Min HaMincha L'mayla. Wait a minute, Rabosai, this sounds like the Ramah. Maybe we found that it hit the jackpot. This the Ramah says that she should do it Min HaMincha L'mayla. Wait a minute. The Ramah said no. The Ramah said, Uber the Eved, Ubat, Botka, Atzma, Samach, Ben Hashmashas, Ubat, Atzma, Torah, Afa, Pish, Loyamoch, Loyamoch, it still works. Wait a second, we're talking about Yom Echad. Yom Echad, we just learned. So what's the din? When Tosfot over here, on both sides, V'hocham, T'hosam, Marit, Shefisha, B'yom, Sharos, Abo, Shachris. What does that line mean? A day she saw on Shabbos, the fifth day of her period, or even the first day. Could be the Ramal or Pshat, this line of Tosfos, even the first day. Yom Sharos of Shabbos, that day, even if it is only the one and only day she sees, it's still good with Abed Chol HaMayla. That would be a possible source for Shidas HaRamal. The Chazon Ish discusses this thing. The Gaon makes a hint to it. But all the Poskim ask us, Ramal, you have no source whatsoever. You have no source. It's a Vitaris Marach that criticizes the Ramah. There's no basis for it. Sidvetara asks, time to look it up. Let's take a look quickly. We have still a few minutes. I know the clock is slow, we have still a few minutes. Sukkot Tess. It's not a short cut. Venerally, I'll read the second new paragraph. The call out post can the svilu, the bedikas shakas lomahani, the poska, the retire biomarishan. Svilu, the lomahani, the poska, benashmashas, kiimai, the mochdoka, call benashmashas, against the Ramah. One of two things. Either shakras works, the Rajmashita, or what? Well, nothing works, but most tochuk ben hashmoshes. He doesn't know where the Ramah got this funny compromise from. He doesn't see any source for it. He doesn't get it. Amar moka manishin bagos to Ramah lo yodat lechave she'ein mikol aposkim she'elo she'maybe she'raya to svir luach. There is a person on the Ramah who tells you where he got it from. I'm not sure who actually wrote those. With the smile, who wrote the Tehillim on the Ramah? I'm not sure who wrote these. Well, on this Ramah over here, the Ramah says, B'di'evet, Ben Hashmashas, works, but not Shachris. Who does he say on the side? He says, Tur B'Shem Barashva, Rabba Magid, Ramban, Beis Yosef, Rambam, Rashba, Ramban, Yeshomer, Rambam. No one said it. Lord Romeo, he's right. Nobody, none of these people said this. Either works for Shachris, or doesn't work like that, Ben Hashmashas. What are you talking about? Ain the chalak, I put proof in the Gemara. Bendikas ben Hashmashes Shalohois of Yudah Menachas Shamko ben Hashmash ben Bendikas. No difference if ben Hashmashes works, then even Shachas works. The Ramos says Shachas doesn't work, so ben Hashmashes should also not work unless it's Moch Tochuk Mamash. I Tosfos. This is Retai Nudu Sugya. I take a look. Look inside. Look at me. I'm top paragraph of the Masul Venerin. I, the Tosfos on the Chesed and Beis, says what we just read the Tosfos. Hey, Kosfu Kane, the Vishitos and Hamachalkim Kane, Afishayamim, Ben Rosa Boba Yomulov. The Fusei Shlomo Kane, the Chdidan, the Chalek, Ben Yom Rishon, the Shayamim. אך דברי התוספות דחוקים מאוד בחילוק לשם מחלקים. אלא שהם מוכרחים לחלק כך מכוח קושיוסו. ולאם רב יוסי לנפשי, זה סטוק. כל אלה שיתוספות שקוספות שם בדיבר זה, תהוד אמר רב יוסי דף נון גימל. ומה אילו נידה שלא פרישה בטעם אל המנחה למעלה אותם את בחס כסתום. דעלמא אף רב יוסי בואי הפרש מן המנחה למעלה. מיירית שפרישה ביום שרוסה בשחריס. בוהו דצורך הפרושה מן המנחה למעלה. בוכה מיירית בוכה בשחריס ומצא תאורו. נגד סדוק. אבל הפוסק אם דפוסק ודאף גבי יום ראשון לריוסה הוד לא מעני בדיקה שחריס. אבל רוסה בייזל גיל מיומן. מהני בדיקה שחריס בשני ובשלישי. אף שרוסה בו ביום. לא סביר לקטיר את התוסס כאן. He claims that Tosis is the biggest machmer on earth. That Tosis is machmer and says, when we are machmer, bedikas your rishon, doesn't just mean your rishon she saw that day for the first day. Any day on which she saw has the status of your rishon. That's what the Siddur Taz teaching of Tosis. So then they got stuck. So then they gave this teretz. And therefore, maybe every chumrah leads to a kulam. Because they gave the teretz, typical woman today, she sees 4 days, 5 days, and she sees in the morning of that day. So we say that she can do a bedikah and a mincha lamala, because that's what we pass the rest of Rabbi Yosef. And they extend that leniency, perhaps, even to day one and only, because it's all the same according to Tosfos. So this is the right time. We reject their chumrah, that any day in which she sees has exact same status as the Yovi. No! Your mission is one din, and she sees 5 days. It's a different din on day five. But we also reject the leniency that she saw only one day. She can do a hefsek tara min hamincha lemaila. She needs dafka moch dochuk ben hashloshes mamish. The Sidrei Tara says that the Rambam b'mchilas kvodo is incorrect. Nobody says that you do a hefsek tara min hamincha lemaila on day one. And we shouldn't be spending so much time because we never really have it. Like, let's talk about Dani Melech. And without the leniencies of Rabbi Vadya with Rabbi Forst and all the other leniencies, they can have it. All this is in for Sfarim only. Nonetheless, it's important that we get to the bottom of this. But both say, my time is up. I thought for sure we'd finish up the Torah today and go to Shimon HaKim. We didn't make it. Then tomorrow we'll finish up the Torah and start Shimon HaKim. Linet. I'm going to try to find out about a possibility of a video conference on Thursday. Is that everyone can make it? If I can make it? I'm not sure I can make it. I don't know what I'm doing, but if I can, someone give me a cell phone number. I'll take somebody's cell phone, and I'll call maybe from Eretz Yisrael, let you know what my matzav is. They'll give me the place in Bruce. I don't know. We'll see. Someone should find it. They'll give me the place here.